Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, and I'm here with our guests Crystal DeJesus and Stuart Mee, here to talk about the Alaska Fine Arts Academy production of Midsummer Night's Dream, which opens next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, out at Eagle River. And tell me, you're directing, Crystal?
Yes, I am directing, and I'm very excited because I've been in Alaska. This will be my fourth year in Alaska, and this has been sort of a dream to have bring Shakespeare to Eagle River, so I'm very excited.
And why did you choose this play? Just tell me why.
Well, the Alaska Fine Arts Academy is a nonprofit organization, and we're really trying to move forward building on some land that's dedicated for, it's been donated by the Brendels, it's a well-known family, and been dedicated for a campus, a fine arts campus. And we were hoping to have it out on the land as a ribbon cutting ceremony under the stars, but we've had such a rainy summer that it's been delayed, so we are going to have it indoors. But Midsummer Night's Dream couldn't be more appropriate for a starlight or, you know, in Alaska, midnight sun performance.
Except that we don't have any midnight sun.
I know. We have liquid sunshine.
And this, you know, like this, he has tragedies and comedies and histories. And this is a magical play like The Tempest. Mm-hmm. This is always a special play because it comes from another world. And it addresses mortals, and there's an overlapping of another time when people actually might have believed in things like this. How does that play into the style of the play, and how it's performed? Stuart, you can answer perhaps.
Well, and I'm interested in the mechanicals, and to me they're always in England, with their feet firmly on the ground, whatever the other.
The rude mechanicals?
Very rude, yes.
Well, you're from England yourself.
Yes.
And you're from, where are you from in England?
I'm from Nottingham.
Okay.
And you're playing one of the comic characters in the play, I understand.
Absolutely. I've no interest in any other sort of Shakespeare. That was my thesis on the common folk in Shakespeare. Mm. I'm Peter Quince, the carpenter.
So now you have a lot of experience. You're a Shakespearean actor, and were you an actor in England or?
Absolutely no experience in acting at all. But I have studied Shakespeare and done my master's thesis on Shakespeare.
Oh.
So I knew exactly what I was walking into with Peter Quince.
Okay, so is this your first play?
Absolutely.
It is.
Yes.
Oh.
How exciting.
Wow.
And you, if for the audience who can't see you, you look the part too. You're going to be wonderful with that accent and that sense of happy smile on your face. It's going to be great.
Yeah, you look like you should be in like a Shakespeare play. I'm just throwing that in, you know, since this is about theater. And Crystal, what's your background? You have you're trained as a director and an actress? And
I am. But I fell in love with theater in third grade when my librarian let us perform Romeo and Juliet. And I directed and played Juliet and had all of my friends perform it in the library, and I was hooked. And I grew up in Utah, and Utah's kind of has a little fame from the Utah Shakespearean Festival in Cedar City, and grew up every summer going to plays and listening to discussions outside. About, you know, the themes and the relevancy of Shakespeare, and, you know, it really has impacted my even course, my, you know, career, my, you know, involvement in the community is all, I think, driven specifically from that. So pretty impactful for me.
Well, that's the kind of people that make wonderful theater, people who love it above all else. And who else is in your play?
Well, we have Stuart is great because he, you know, we have our bottom His name is David Chapa, and he is quite the character as well. And
when you say Bottom, you mean Timothy Bottoms?
Bottom's a character,
right?
Yes, Bottom is a character. And Bottom, it's his idea, really, to put this play together for Duke Theseus's wedding. And he has his dreams of making it big, and this is going to be their big break. And so he gathers all of his friends, and again, as Stuart said, they're the working class people of England. You know, they hold it up, and they're ready to have some fun, to enjoy themselves. And David Chapa plays Bottom, who again, he has this magical experience happen to him as they're rehearsing in the woods. He gets abducted by Puck, who is the sprite who works for the fairy King Oberon, and Puck takes him away and changes him into an ass, if I may say so on radio.
But a donkey.
A donkey, yes. And you know, it goes on this marvelous adventure, and we're talking about this, you know, dreams are so powerful, I think, for all of us, you know, that sometimes that we wake up from a dream and we do wonder if it actually really happened. It was so vivid to us. And, you know, he's changed by this experience, this magical world of the fairies, where, you know, it is so driven by emotion and sensory experience that he is a new man when he performs for the Duke. Well, sort of, I guess.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Crystal De Jesus and Stuart Mee, to talk about Alaska Academy of Fine Arts production of A Midsummer Night's Dream up at Eagle River. Starting next weekend, for 2 weekends only and 6 performances only, and I don't want to miss it myself. Because I love Shakespeare.
Yes, it's not one to be missed. It's marvelous, and it's fun. It is so fun. You walk in there, and I laugh so hard during rehearsals. I have such a great time. So it's going to be
It's everybody's favorite,
yes.
I think. It's dreamlike, and if you recognize that, then everything that goes on in it makes sense.
And in Shakespeare's time, when this performed, was it popular? I mean, did it go out of fashion? Was it rediscovered? Stuart, you're a scholar in this area. What do you know anything about the history of this play?
Right now, I can't even remember when it was first performed, but I think it was fairly popular. It kept appearing, yes.
I can't imagine that it wouldn't be with Bottom as an ass. I mean, it must have been just right for Shakespearean audiences. It must have been one of his biggest hits.
Well, he did have a way of appealing to the common people, and he had quite a following of commoners.
Well, he did.
Yes.
Okay. So, back to your play, your version of it, your production, your Midsummer Night's Dream.
Right.
Who else is, I mean, you have, is it, this like community theater up at Eagle River?
Yes, it is.
We have there's children in the play playing the sprites and Puck and everything.
Right. And we don't have children in the play. Our youngest, sprite is probably 11. It's not tiny kids. And we do have, you know, several adults in the play itself, but, you know, our Puck is played by a 16-year-old, but he is so tremendous. He was born to play this role. I do feel pretty honored. His name's Andrew Smith, and he played the cat in Alice in Wonderland. He just is such a tremendous character actor, and like I said, when I thought of Midsummer Night's Dream and who would play the role of Puck, which is such a pivotal role, I immediately thought of Andrew, and he has not disappointed me in the least. He's tremendous. So.
I didn't realize he was only 16. I thought he was
good,
several
wonderful.
Years older. He's
well,
marvelous.
And we can't fail to not mention that, of course, there's a love interest, too. What would play be without a love interest, which gets on and off and back on again?
That's the crux of the play. The conflict is that Hermia, who has fallen in love with Lysander, is forbidden to marry him and instead is being forced to marry Demetrius, who has actually been showing love towards Helena and kind of a playboy in that he wants to marry into money and status by marrying Hermia, but is kind of showing feelings, amorous feelings towards Helena. And so obviously that's the entire premise of the story is how that gets worked out. Lysander and Hermia decide to elope and run into the woods. And so, yep, that's the story. So
you have a play within a play in this play as well.
Yes.
And that's a device Shakespeare uses again and again.
Yes.
And a lot of things. Well, what is the purpose of this meta play within the play? What do you think? As the designated scholar, Stuart?
We'll have to ask that question another time because we're running out of time.
Okay, we're just getting
I'm
started.
Sorry. Yeah, it's too bad, but we are running out of time. And I want to thank you both for being here, Crystal DeJesus and Stuart Mee, to talk about A Midsummer Night's Dream in Eagle River starting next weekend.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, you can go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. At Cyrano's, Raven's Radio Hour continues. It's last weekend, is tonight and tomorrow night at 7 p.m. This is a funny exploration of Alaska culture and history. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
The monthly installment of Poetry Parley is next Wednesday, August 18th, and they'll be featuring the works of poet and playwright T.S. Eliot and local poet Sandra Clevin. For more information, contact Jonathan Minton at 727-3234.
Want to learn to write a play? Well, you can get some help with that. There's a new website where you can find a full instructional calendar with a roster of clinics, workshops, and classes. The website is www.49writingcenter.org, and that's the numbers 49writingcenter.org.
Auditions for Witness for the Prosecution by Agatha Christie and directed by Bob Pond are scheduled for this coming Sunday, August 15th, from 2 to 5, and Monday, the next day from 6 to 9 p.m. at ACT. No preparation of material is necessary. You will be asked to read from the script of the play to be auditioned for in dialogue with others. For information, contact actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
And finally, the Alaska Academy of Fine Arts in Eagle River presents Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, opening on August 20th and running through August 28th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. with a 2 p.m. matinee on Saturday. And this runs through the 28th of August. For tickets and information, go to akfinearts.com or call 694-8909.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.